From the News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM Newsroom, here's Andy Brownell.
Good afternoon. We are still seeing showers and thunderstorm activity in southeastern Minnesota, with the heaviest activity in areas east and south of Rochester. 67 degrees in the downtown at 503. The Minnesota Department of Human Services has wrapped up a major review of high-risk Medicaid providers. Sean Maloney with the Minnesota News Network has more.
The review is part of an effort to avoid losing up to $2 billion in federal funding. State officials say more than 2,000 providers successfully revalidated and can continue operating, but over 3,000 will be disenrolled, most due to incomplete paperwork, failed site visits, or verification issues. A small number were flagged for further investigation. The state says patient access remains a priority and providers have 60 days to appeal. Officials emphasize the process is critical to ensuring safety, accountability, and quality care for more than 1 million Minnesotans. Sean Maloney, MNN.
The Southern Minnesota Regional Medical Examiner's Office today released the name of the Rochester man who was killed in a motorcycle crash Tuesday evening. 54-year-old Jason Goodman was fatally injured when he lost control of his motorcycle and crashed down an embankment on a rural road near Orinoco. A second man has been sentenced for his involvement in a violent home invasion in Rochester that occurred on Mother's Day last year. 23-year-old Anthony Lamar Alexander earlier pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting first-degree burglary, and he has now been ordered to spend 5 years on probation. He was among the four men who were accused of smashing through a sliding glass door into a condominium where the victim was assaulted and robbed of cash and expensive shoes. Another Rochester man, 20-year-old Kane Williams, was earlier sentenced to 90 days in jail in the case, and two other men are awaiting trial. One of the two Winona men charged with a series of shootings in the tiny Winona County town of Rolling Stone last year has been sentenced to 5 years on probation. 21-year-old Kamari Jordan entered an Elford plea last month to a charge of drive-by shooting. The other man convicted in the case is scheduled to be sentenced next month. Authorities say two homes apparently targeted at random were struck by gunfire in late May of last year. No injuries were reported. A third suspect has been charged in connection with the murder of a Mankato teenager last month. 20-year-old Abdiqadir Mohideen is facing second-degree murder and first-degree assault charges for allegedly fatally shooting 17-year-old Tyson Goodsell after the victim ran over his foot with his car during a robbery. The Mankato West student was found dead from multiple gunshot wounds after his car crashed into a townhome. And the city of Rochester has issued an advisory concerning a road closure that will significantly impact access to St. Mary's Hospital for 2 weeks beginning on Monday. 2nd Street Southwest will be completely closed between 12th and 14th Avenues for the construction of the Link Bus Rapid Transit System. That closure will prevent access to the hospital's emergency room from the north. The Minnesota Twins in action tonight at Target Field against Kansas City. Pregame starts at 6 o'clock on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. For more local news, go to krocnews.com. You can also download the free KROC News.